Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Another arrest in Operation Sound of Silence. Earlier this year, the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force, using confidential reliable sources, set up three separate buys of psilocybin mushrooms with 21-year-old Mark Joseph Johnson. He was arrested just a week ago and is awaiting his first court appearance November 13th. His dealer, 28-year-old Joshua Alonzo Wingen, was just charged this week with first and second degree drug sales related to the same buys of a total of 68 grams of the hallucinogenic mushrooms. His initial court appearance is November 20th. Northfield investigators, along with the FBI, continue to work the case of the armed robbery of Premier Bank nearly 2 weeks ago. Chief Monty Nelson said they're working a lot of angles, doing a lot of follow-up, adding that the suspect left on foot, but they do believe a vehicle was involved.
And it had to be somewhere in that downtown area that morning. If you saw someone, you know, right during that time frame, especially leaving in a hurry from that two-block, three-block area around Premier Bank, getting into a vehicle, whether they drove, someone else picked them up, still want people to call us.
Premier Bank at 112 5th Street East was robbed Saturday morning, October 27th, around 11:30. Call Northfield Police at 507-645-4477. A picture and description of the suspect is on KYMNradio.net. The second time was the charm for congressional candidate Angie Craig on Tuesday. She took the District 2 seat from Republican Jason Lewis by 5.5%. She visited Northfield last Saturday with re-elected Senator Amy Klobuchar, who won her seat by more than 30%. She spoke at the rally about setbacks and working hard to regroup for the common good, adding,
"There is no greater model in this state or this country of service oriented official who is working for all of us for that common ground than our senior senator, Amy Klobuchar."
Klobuchar commented on the negative ads, in particular for Craig.
"In every ad that's mine, is it said, she helped lead a business. I'm like, yes, she led a business. And I think a lot of people that see this say, that's pretty cool that a woman was leading a major business. That business expertise."
DFL candidate Tina Smith, who filled in when Al Franken gave up his Senate seat this year, beat Republican challenger Karen Housley by a 10% margin. And Tim Walz took the governor's seat, beating Republican Jeff Johnson by 11%. While Northfield remains overwhelmingly Democratic, the rural areas of Rice County are Republican. And Randolph Hampton firefighter Captain Jake Toledo was honored this week with the 2018 Dakota Spirit of Excellence Award by Dakota Electric. Board Chair David Jones said,
"Our first responders, police, paramedics, and firefighters do amazing work and serve selflessly in highly stressful emergency situations. The Dakota Spirit of Excellence Award is intended to recognize the brave men and women that serve as first responders."
Greg Miller, CEO of Dakota Electric, added,
"We are also pleased to make a donation to the Randolph Hampton Fire Department for much-needed equipment."
Chief Kevin Whitson said the award is well-deserved.
"Jake has really strived over the years to further his education in the fire service by attending many fire sectional schools. Not only does Jake dedicate his time to the fire department, but he puts in multiple hours coaching his two sons in their athletics and also being a member of the City Council for Randolph."
Toledo was honored and grateful for the donation.
"The donation is that comes with the award is going to help us buy actually new PPE, new gear for auto extrication and grass fires."
This is the second year of this award. News from around the state is next.